And I just love that verse that, you know, God seeks us out and he's looking for us when we're not looking for him. And when we find him and that burden of guilt and all of the unwise choices that we make, that is just lifted from us and we are set free, it just fills our heart with joy. And, you know, I'm excited just to see the joy in these guys as they come and just the cleanness of heart that they feel. And so we're grateful for that. And I'm going to baptize Jonah and then Ed, who was instrumental. He was one of the instrumental tools in leading Jeremy to Christ. He's going to baptize Jeremy. But, you know, I've seen Jonah since he grew up, and I've watched God get a hold of Jonah's heart, and I've really watched him grow. And some of you, you know, he's younger, you don't know him as well, but Jonah loves God's word. He reads God's word. We've got a man in our body here that's old enough to be your granddad, right? And he meets with him on a weekly basis, I think, and they text back and forth, and you text back and forth with other people also. And it's just interesting to see his hunger for the word, his desire to obey Christ, his boldness in living for Christ and representing Christ. And you're a little bit shy at times, right? And so it's just interesting to see the boldness that God gives a person. And God uses us. He's got a place for us, and it's wonderful to see what he's done in your life, Jonah. And since you've given your heart to Christ, I'm going to baptize you, my brother in Christ, and so I'm going to let you step on up into the baptistry. Well, Jonah, because of your profession in faith and your love for Jesus Christ, I'm going to baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Well, for those of you that haven't met him, this is Jeremy, and in the men's group, we reached our limit on adding Chris's, so we started adding Jeremy's now, and I've just been so encouraged in the few months that I've known him, and even when he's anxious or he's nervous in his flesh, his desire to please God, he's just, I want to be a child of God, I want to please God, and so he quickly gets over his anxiety. Even today, he was nervous to be here today, but he said, I want to be a child of God. I want to do it. So, because of your profession of faith, I'll baptize you. Jeremy, because of your profession of faith, I'll baptize you as my brother in Christ, in the name of Father, and Son, and Holy Spirit.
Well, let's pray. Father, we are so grateful for what you do in our hearts and to just see the power of your love to just completely change who we are, change the direction of our life, just open up that world that our hearts truly desired but we didn't know how to find it, and to be able to see in Christ and your love for us that opportunity to unite with you and be part of your family. We cannot express how grateful we are. We thank you for that, and we are just so, so happy to be your children. In Christ's name we pray, amen.